the home. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
After a tight, hard-fought victory against Melksham Town, the Stags began a long away trip with a journey to Plymouth Parkway. But on the back of a frustrating result, the Stags move away from league action now to take on a team two divisions higher. We're back in the FA Trophy with the Stags taking on Concord Rangers. Hello and welcome to Stags Radio, your home for AFC Totten's live match day commentary. It's Benjamin Rees alongside Doug Webber and Harry Brookwell for an FA Trophy tie against Concord Rangers, two divisions above us in the National League South. Harry, go to you first, because I know you are bang up for this game.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the highlights of the year so far. They're a good side. They obviously got to the final last year, so they're not to be underestimated. And I think we're very much the same. The boys are right up for it. Good jovial scenes on the coach, and hopefully we can put a good team performance together and get a result.
Doug?
Yeah, it's exciting to be here. Good afternoon, everyone, and hope we've got a result that matches the excitement.
I mean, if you want value for money so far, you only have to come and watch the Stags in the FA Trophy, because it was 6-0 against Barnstable, and then, of course, the Dorchester game and everything that surrounded that with the change in management during the week, and then the absolute rock and roller coaster against Frome Town in the first round to make it to the first round, to the second round for the very first time. And the reward is a game against a team a couple of divisions higher and a chance to really test their mettle.
Yeah, like, it's a National League South side. It's the big time, like, for in terms of non-league football. And look, it's great to be here. I know that we're all excited for this. And as you've said, the game has an awful lot to live up to following the previous three rounds.
Yeah, like you said, it's lovely to be here. It's very, very cold here in Essex. It's there isn't a lot of protection at Concord Rangers Stadium. We got a mobile home park to one side, and luckily we're tucked away nice warmly, us three. So it's going to be a good game. The wind's going to play a big part today.
I think that is something that we have to take into account here. We're on Canvey Island in the Thames Estuary, and we are not quite in the thick of it, but certainly Storm Arwen in the air might have an effect on how the game is played.
Yeah, it's definitely making a difference to the movement of a lot of the footballs as the players are warming up. But Harry mentioned it previously before we went live. You have drawn the longest of straws, haven't you, Benj, by sitting in the middle?
Mate, I'm fine. The two of you are keeping me warm. This is great. It's like a penguin style huddle. I'm all for it. I was going to say that you were able to speak to interim boss Dan Sackman before the game about how he felt the boys would do.
How are you looking forward to this one?
Really, really excited.
Got loads and loads of ability, loads and loads of work rate in the team, who are desperate to show that they can do it against teams in higher leagues. A lot of the guys feel they deserve to have opportunities to play higher. So they're going to take the opportunity today to show that is the truth, I think.
And it's been a long trip for them. Do you think that's going to affect them?
No, it was the smoothest I've ever been on the M25. It was brilliant. No, they're in good spirits. Obviously, the club have looked after us well with the transport and the food getting up here. So they couldn't be better prepared. They're in really, really good spirits. And we think that's not going to be a factor in how we perform today.
And a cup upset is very much on the cards?
Let's hope so.
Have a good day.
Cheers, mate.
Well, let's hope so indeed. I think something you could tell from that interview is that it is pretty windy, to the surprise of no one. Definitely came through in the background there. And yeah, the boys seem up for it. And a chance to prove if they want to move higher up the divisions, be that with the Stags or with a different team, this is your chance to prove it.
Yeah, the boys know what level they're at. Like we know fairly well. We've got a lot of players that are been playing at those higher levels and they're on their way down due to age. And we've also got a few younger players that are building themselves up. And it's a good opportunity for them to show themselves. The boys are really excited. It's a nice place to come. And nothing better than getting into the next round and getting some National League sides in the draw.
Yeah, so this is the first round where National League North and South sides come into the draw. For the second round, it is still regionally based, so you're not going to trek all the way to Hartlepool, for example. But if it were the Stags to make it into the third round, then the National League comes in, and B, there's no more regional drawing. You could get anyone.
And it could end up being a very, very long trip to the northeast or the northwest of England. And look, the thing is it's what we do it for. Non-league football, being involved with non-league football, it's all about these big cup ties, going to teams that are in higher leagues than you and trying to cause that cup upset.
Yeah, proving that you are better than perhaps your league suggests. Just going to give a quick run through of the teams now, just under 10 minutes before kickoff. For Concord Rangers, Miles Roberts is in goal. Number 2, Tosan Popo. Number 3, Joe Payne. 4, Jake Peck. 7, Ryan Blackman. 9, Temi Babalola. 10, the captain, Danny Green. 13, Lamar Reynolds. 19, Billy Roast. 21, Wyan Reed. And 22, Franklin Domi. For your Stags today, Amadeus Skriniars continues in the Tottenham net. Callum Bourne is at right back, Ben Jefford at left back. Centre-back partnership today of Harry Medway, today's captain, and Adi Olamiwa. Adam Tomasso anchors the midfield alongside Jack Hoey and Jordan Ngala with that familiar front three of Hisham Kassimu leading the line, flanked by Ethan Taylor and Sam Griffin. Harry, what do you think about today's lineup?
Yeah, it's pretty much what I expected. The Plymouth game, we were poor. We didn't move the ball as quickly as we should. We could have pressed a bit higher and we gave them too much time on the ball. I don't particularly think anyone individually had a poor game. Obviously, Jack Masterson has dropped to the bench and in come Adam Tomasso, which is a pretty much a like-for-like change. I do like to see Adam in these bigger matches. He's right up for it. He's a really aggressive player while he's on and off the ball. And it's what you need in the midfield. And obviously, Stefan Zubar is unable to travel today due to illness. And he's now in this, obviously replaced by Harry Medway, which is probably the best you could have.
Yeah, that is probably the biggest changes, as you mentioned. Adam Tomasso coming back into the baseline midfield adds a little bit of teeth and steel there. As you mentioned, he harries and he hassles and he doesn't allow opposition players to get time on the ball. Stefan Zubar is unwell, as you mentioned as well. But of course, Harry Medway has now served his suspension and retakes his place in the starting lineup.
Look, I actually want to give a personal mention to Hisham Kassimu because last game out, yeah, he's on a bit of a dry run of form in terms of goals. But last game out, he had a brilliant game. He did so well. Not last game, sorry, not Plymouth Parkway. The game before, last home game.
Melksham.
Melksham. He had a brilliant, brilliant game. And I don't think anyone had a clear, outstanding game against Plymouth Parkway. But I think the work that he did off the ball and on the ball, turning the defenders, I think he could be really key today.
Yeah, as we know, he's a threat. It doesn't matter if he doesn't score for 105 games. He's there every single game. He gives 100%. He's always up for it. He's always going to be dangerous. And if he gets into the right areas today, they'll be fools to write him off.
And their manager even kind of pinpointed him as one of the players that was going to be key for us, but kind of didn't do him justice, I don't believe.
No, I think, I mean, speed kills, everyone knows that. And Hish has, I think bagged is the technical term for how much pace he possesses. He's so dangerous playing on the shoulder of the last man. But as you mentioned, he's more than just a speed demon. He has that, you know, that quickness of mind at times and the quickness of the feet to jink his way through tight players. And he does the unselfish work and he does help to bring other players into the game as well. He's not only focused on himself scoring.
And I think I've really seen him develop his play since the start of the season. He's much more willing to hold that ball up and maybe have his back to goal, which I didn't see as much of him doing that in pre-season as he does now.
Yeah, unfortunately on Saturday, the two wingers didn't get tight enough to him and particularly give him much to play with. That's the problem when you play in those inverted wingers that, that sometimes they can be sat too deep and aren't close enough to Hish. But like we said, if you give him the ball at his feet, he's happy to run in behind. He'll always run from minute one to minute 90. He's always there. He's always dangerous. And honestly, in my opinion, I think in these first 15 minutes, he's going to get a chance. And I couldn't think of a better person for it to fall to. So I'm hoping he's going to do us justice and put a couple of goals in the back of net for us and send us home very happy.
It's always interesting how you approach these games where there's a gap in the divisions between the two sides. Obviously, as the underdog, you're always you're always excited and you're always bang up for it, but you need to make sure that you're keeping your composure. You're not necessarily getting too fired up. You're keeping in the moment a little bit. You don't want to let the occasion get the best of you. And as the side who is, almost certainly the favourite for this game, you cannot afford to rest on your laurels because teams are in this round for a reason. It's because they've got quality.
Yeah, definitely. And Tottenham have progressed past some tricky opponents, including Dorchester, who were in the league above. It's a reward today for these players. It's a real, real reward. It is, Benj. And you know what? If they can get an upset today, then I think going into the next game, they could face a National League side, and that's going to be a massive reward as well.
And this is the thing, as you mentioned, it is a reward for the hard work in the trophy so far, and it has been hard work at times. Let's not sugarcoat it, but you can't see this as the end. We've got it against a National League South side. That's good enough for us. I mean, I know that they will be hungry to go further and have a really deep run in this FA Trophy, like they're hosted in the 2019-20 edition.
Yeah, if you aren't aware, Concord Rangers made it to the final and lost in the final to Harrogate Town.
Yeah,
I think it was only 1-0 and they put on a really good performance. But hey, look. It's a real, as Harry said, today's weather, real leveller. What they've done before will not count today. It's all about what happens in the 90 minutes on this pitch and straight to penalties if it's level at the end of normal time.
Yeah, like you say, it's a great thing at this level. It's every game's is a different game. It doesn't matter if you're like we are or two leagues above as Concord are. The wind's going to be a huge leveller today. Like we said, the boys are right up for it. The pitch has got a little bit of a bell in the middle, should we say, a bit of a lump in the centre circle. So pitch isn't too bad. It's going to be a little bit sticky with the rain we've had overnight.
On the shorter side as well, I think, as well.
Yeah. The ball's not going to hold up much. It's going to be zipping off the turf. But look, a good few fans in. We've brought lots of travelling fans. I appreciate everyone that's travelled and everyone that couldn't travel today. Very excited.
Huge shout out to all the Stag supporters who were able to fill a coach to accompany AFC Tottenham here today. It's lovely to see that. And for those of you who couldn't make the journey, welcome along here on Stags Radio. It is very good to have you with us.
Yeah, and get this link shared. Please make sure that you forward it to anyone you know, get it into the fans forums on Facebook and Twitter, and just make sure that as many people are listening as possible, because the players know that we're here. They know that you'll be listening as well, and every listener is a little bit more support,
and it does help. You can feel that extra energy when you're attacking if you've got that vocal support, and knowing that that's just a representative of what you've got behind you as well. It does help. Something else I wanted to point out as well. A full 7 subs on the bench today for the Stags. Jack Masterton, Brett Williams, Jordan Riggett, Freddie Reed, Lewis Waterfield. Shaq Gwengui is on the bench as he recovers from a hamstring injury. And notably as well, Ryan Pennery makes his return and is on the subs bench as well today.
Yeah, so plenty of options there, which we're hoping that Dan Sackman doesn't have to go to them. But look, having that many options and that much quality on the bench is only a positive, Harry.
Yeah, like I say, we're a strong outfit. We've got some good players on the bench. We need to do what we can with the 11 players that are starting. We're going to stretch the game, and then having the firepower that we have got on the bench is superb, and it's only an asset for us.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And having players in attacking areas, which we quite often see are the more poignant substitutes, potentially, having Brett Williams, having Jordan Reggett, having Ryan Pennery back. And yeah, of course, we're unlikely to see Shaq today, potentially, but having that many attacking options, that's amazing, Brenj.
Players who have that real cut and thrust and can provide that impact as a substitution. I know it's rugby and not football, but almost the Eddie Jones-style finisher to come on and really take the game away.
Yeah, especially when the game gets attritional and when it gets into the difficult conditions towards the end where you're exhausted.
Especially with days like today when it is not warm, let me say that.
There are hundreds of seagulls over there that they're not moving an inch because they just can't fight against that wind of Storm Arwen, as you mentioned, which is sweeping its way down the country. We do have to mention that we hope everyone is safe and well in the current weather conditions.
Yeah, there is certainly no shame in looking at the weather and thinking, actually, better safe than sorry sometimes. We totally get that. I think I can just about see the players emerging from the clubhouse to make their way onto the field, past that gate with the club nickname, the Beach Boys. I will be trying to keep a mental count of how many puns everyone can get in today.
I might have to do a little Google to get some of the names of the songs, because I tell you what, I know a few, but not many.
No, it's one of the better nicknames I think we've had so far this season. The clubs are making their way onto the field now. It's all yellow with blue trim for Concord Rangers. For the Stags, they are wearing, for the last time, their blue and white hooped Remembrance November shirt with the poppy emblazoned on the middle of the chest. Purple goalkeeper kit for Miles Roberts for Concord Rangers. Amadeus Skriniar's wearing I think I'll call that Clementine orange today.
Oh, strong.
Blue shorts and blue socks as usual for the Stags. I shall run through the two lineups once more for you. In goal for Concord Rangers, number 1, Miles Roberts. Number 2, Tosan Popo. Number 3, Joe Payne. Number 4, Jake Peck. Number 7, Ryan Blackman. Number 9 is Temi Babalola. Number 10, their captain for the day is Danny Green. Lamar Reynolds, number 13. Number 19, Billy Roast. 21, Wyan Reed. And 22, Franklin Domi. They have a 4 deep subs bench. Number 8, James Blanchfield. 5 deep, I can't count. Number 12, Ode Martin. Number 15, Kyron Gordon-Stern. Number 16, Sam Carter. And number 18, Ben Allen. Your Stags lineup today for AFC Tottenham. Number 1 in goal is Amadeus Skriniar. Number 2, Callum Bourne at right back. Ben Jefford, number 3 at left back. Your 2 centre backs, Adi Olamiwa and Harry Medway, who wears the captain's armband for today. Adam Tomasso in the base of midfield. Slightly further in front of him, Jack Hoey and Jordan Ngalo. Ethan Taylor and Sam Griffin on the wings. And Hisham Kassimu leading the line with that 7 deep subs bench, as we mentioned. Jack Masterton, Brett Williams, Jordan Riggett, Freddie Reed, Lewis Waterfield, Ryan Pennery and Shaquille Gwengui.
I just want to mention Luke Smith, one of our most loyal fans and a recent addition to the media team. He's currently in Poland, but we do believe he is listening. If you are listening in, Ryan,
Luke.
Sorry, Luke, there we go. If you are listening in, Luke, we are so glad that you are able to, from hundreds, if not maybe thousands of miles away.
Oh, I'd have to do the Googling. I suppose it depends whereabouts in Poland you are.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So just seeing the two captains do the toss, and we are going to switch ends. So Tottenham looked like they were going to attack from right to left as we're looking at it, and they're doing the old switcheroo.
Oh, it means the goalkeeper has to work hard now.
Mind games.
Yeah, I love a mind game.
I wonder how much the mental side will play into this game. You know, if it's still tight or Tottenham are up late into this game, to Concord Rangers Do they play it close to the vest, or do they try and chase it?
I think being at home, they're going to be confident, as you would think they're going to be. But I'm hoping the boys are going to be on the front foot, put the pressure on, and hopefully the first 15, 20 minutes, they won't be able to deal with us. We get a couple of goals in early. We sit tight. I think that's the best way for us to win this game. We got threats all around the pitch. But then again, if we can keep it all square going into the last 20 minutes, again, I favour ourselves again.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, I am so pleased to see Adam Tomasso back starting a game for Tottenham. He went out to Porchester and now he's back. And I tell you what, he seems to have he mentioned that he's appreciated his time away at Porchester. And yeah, he's still potentially available for them at some time.
And he made a real difference when he came on against Melksham Town, because he allowed those other players to go forward. Crunching tackle comes in. They're trying to play the advantage. The referee pulls it back. So it will be a free kick to Tottenham about 10, 15 yards into the Concord half. The referee today is Isaac Sull. His assistants are Rudin Praker and Thomas Cartwright.
Interesting to mention, I don't think I've seen this in an awfully long time. The referee is wearing gloves.
He's wearing gloves and a base layer underneath as well, because if we haven't stressed this enough already, it is chuffing cold out here.
It's very cold. Yeah.
He could have a pink tutu, some ankle warmers and wrist warmers, and I wouldn't be too worried. It is absolutely freezing. I'm not sure I want his job today.
I mean, refereeing is a thankless task sometimes at the best of times, but especially in these sorts of conditions. Taylor puts the ball in. It goes onto the head of Kasimi, but he can't control it. Over and wide, behind, but still on the front foot to start this game, the Stags.
Yeah, definitely. First chance there for Tottenham, which is always a good sign. And we shall see if that continues.
Yeah, bright start, like I said, is exactly what I wanted. We got a good free kick in a dangerous area. Put it in and good start from the Stags.
Just seeing the Stags voice and Stags army flag going up behind the goals. So again, good to see that travelling support. Looks like they're going to play it long from this goal kick. Miles Roberts punts the ball downfield. High tussle for the ball. Medway comes out, rattles around the midfield a little bit, and now a high ball down that right flank. Going to be a bit of work to keep this in. Does well, though. And now trying to play it forward. Ooh, Medway slips and slices his clearance. Opportunity, ball into the box. Oh, it just didn't quite fall. That was a glorious opportunity, and I think he lost his footing as he was about to take the shot. That might have been Lamar Reynolds. Bourne's got time, and eventually he plays it back to Skriniars, rolls it back out to Bourne, being pressed high up the pitch, deflects off. Skriniars, I think, maybe would have wanted it, but Olumiwa boots it high downfield. It comes off the head of a defender, and it's going to be a throw to Tottenham in Concord territory. Shaky moments there.
Yeah, early part of the game, like I say, but just need to settle down a little bit. Harry Medway slipped to the back there and let them clear in, and unfortunately for them, the ball bobbled and they weren't able to finish.
I think there's a gilt-edged chance. I think a better touch on that and anything of power.
It could be 1-0.
Yeah, it should have been 1-0.
That's the thing. Maybe with it's a little bit slippy, you will lose your footing. Hoey wins the ball high up the pitch. Ethan Taylor puts one in the box. One of those cross-come shots. In the end, it's comfortable for Roberts. But you can see they are right at it. They are pressing higher up the pitch after a strangely passive performance against Plymouth Parkway.
Yeah, I spoke to the boys on the way up and obviously spoke to Sackers. The boys want to be on the front foot. We wanted to press. We want to be high. We want to be aggressive and try and get on the front foot.
Now it's Concord Rangers forward, playing the ball right away across the pane. Looks downfield. Jordan gets back. Shot through his legs. Good save by Amadeus Skriniars, and Ben Jefford backs it out for a throw.
That is a brilliant save. Low to Skriniars' left-hand side, and I had to palm that away because that was nestling in the bottom corner.
Yeah, I was directly behind that, Doug, and that was,
Skriniars did well. Now Tottenham win the ball. Ethan to play, looking for Kasimu. Concord Rangers have the ball now in the middle. Jack Hoey wins the ball back again. You can see he's getting active. He's trying to win the ball high up the pitch, foot in there, get the possession, the turnover quick on the right hand side. Now
you've got to mention, it's very difficult to see the numbers back to the shirts because they are white numbers on yellow kit.
It's not ideal.
It's quite tricky.
We will do our best. I think as the game goes on, we'll just about work out who's who. Jefford with a long throw down the left-hand side. Griffin challenges for the aerial ball. Headed up, not out. Ethan Taylor gets it. A little bit of a nudge in the back. No more than that, says the referee. Bourne challenges. Now Tommaso hooks clear, looking for Griffin. There was appeals for an offside flag, but it hasn't come. And Griffin tries to play it into the box, but enough of a sting taken off it. Tottenham, decent spell this, pushing forward a little bit without necessarily the chance to show for it.
There is a mass of leaves blowing towards us, and I can't see any trees. So I think it must be behind where we're seated.
Well, it's not in front of us because that is the pitch.
No, that's very true. Good point.
Is Jefford? He's got that blue Under Armour on, or some sort of base layer at least.
Yeah, other brands are available.
Throw comes to nothing, and now an opportunity perhaps. Medway gets his body there, plays it calmly back to Skriniars. Skriniars looking for the long ball forward, trying to catch Taylor in behind. Too strong though, in behind the... Well, they're wearing number 20. I don't have a number 20 on the team sheet, so that's handy.
Not make it easiest for the easiest job for us, but hey-ho.
Medway now gets in there and tries to get it out of danger, and Kasimu can't latch onto it. Rolling it out short. Going all the way back to the keeper, Roberts. Playing it out, Ethan Taylor getting the ball high up. And again, they just forces the pass back to Roberts in the Concord goal. They look pretty comfortable playing it out from the back so far, you have to say. But again, Tottenham are pressing really high up the pitch. Once again, it goes to Roberts. You feel that sooner rather than later, they might just have to pump this clear because they are right in there. Now Hoey puts a little bit of pressure on Roberts, chases it down and it's deflected, but it comes in the end to a Concord defender. Maybe you could say that they got away with one there. Now, lovely ball through, offside. Run too early there from Lamar Reynolds.
Yeah, I think that was just off. It was very, very tight. But the assistant referee on the far side was very confident though.
I think what you're seeing there is the risk-reward of that press high up the pitch as Griffin collects the ball, drives infield, goes for the shot. It is stood up immediately. And now the ball, Concord Rangers try and get a little bit of a spell of possession. When you press out the pitch, obviously, you can get those opportunities, but you might leave yourself exposed at the back. Tommaso, he slips, slides to get the ball. He missed it, but in the end, it wouldn't quite break for Babalola.
That was just enough to put him off, though.
Clipped over the top. Bourne gets a head on it. This is going to go out by the corner flag and actually... There is a flag up, but it's the assistant's flag on the far side for offside. I'll tell you what, if Tottenham continue to play this high press, there might be chances here for Concord Rangers.
Harry, you're very quiet. You're very, very quiet.
Yeah, I'm right into it at the moment, boys. Yes, it's a 50-50 start from the boys. There's a few shaky bits out there at the moment. A few mistakes that we shouldn't really be doing. But then again, like I say, the high press is working. And we've had a couple of chances.
That's going to deflect off a head and it might have been offside anyway. Yeah, we can see the official's flag on this near side is up. So just the team's trading offsides at the moment.
Yeah, sloppy play really. Should be onside from there. He's looking straight down the line, Griff. So, yeah, but anyway, like I was saying, it's a scrappy start from both sides. Both sides have had chances and I think we keep the press on and we're going to get chances.
As the goal kick out, Kasimu charges it down. It's going to just about go behind. I think it is going to be a goal kick. I think we have worked out what the shirt number confusion is.
Yeah, I think it's number 20 is actually Franklin Domi, who is down as 22 on our sheet.
Here's a breakdown the right-hand side for Concord Rangers. They've got the ball at feet, driving infield. Jack Hoey's there to just nick the ball. Now N'Golo's got it in a tight space. He can't work his way out of that one, though. But he just about pokes it clear to Hoey. Hoey's got Griffin on the left-hand side. Holds it up. Maybe thought about shooting one across for Taylor, perhaps. But he goes back down the left. Now N'Golo tries to hook it past the defender. Jefford comes and wins the ball. That's good play from Jefford there. Who I must say, has been bang on form the past few games.
Yeah, he's played very, very well. And he's a real outlet at times.
He's stepped up in the... perhaps in a bit of an absence left when Glenn Howes and James Wood left the club. And as a free kick is given to Concord Rangers, I thought perhaps we got the ball there, but the referee disagrees. So a free kick to the home side.
And it looks like he's getting his cards out. I cannot believe that. It's the first challenge he's made. And he won the ball. It wasn't even a foul.
Yeah, so a yellow card for Sam Griffin early on here, just under 10 minutes played.
I think from a referee's perspective, I think it's always dangerous when you take a challenge from behind. But I don't think there was any sort of malicious intent there. I think it was just... I don't think it was even mistimed. I think it was one of those ones that you have to give the free kick in order to protect the player, but the yellow card seems a bit unnecessary this early.
Yeah, this early on the game, he's made a rod for his own back. They're the ref, so long as they go both ways, I don't mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to see the consistency. Ball slipped through, Skriniar's is calm, and eventually the pressure comes on from Reynolds and he just picks the ball up, as you do.
He's been very composed, hasn't he, Aman, since he's taken the place of Lewis Noyce. Noisy not here today, but he's getting closer to fitness.
Griffin now on the left-hand side tries to play it in behind for Kasimu. Kasimu wants to win the ball back high up the pitch, and he's done so brilliantly. Tries to slip it through to Ethan Taylor. It won't quite break. And again, the clearance comes off Kasimu. That's a few times that Tottenham have charged down clearances from Concord.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of pressure on. The high press is probably one of the best that we've seen so far this season.
Well, this looks like a completely different attitude to the way they approached the Parkway game when it was very sat back and deep. And now they want to push it high up the pitch.
It's almost like a 4-1-4-1 with Tommaso in between the two lines of four, which is giving N'Golo the opportunity to collect the ball here.
Yeah. Weak clearance out. Can he slip through Taylor? It's going to ricochet off a player. Taylor tries to square the ball in. Not quite cleared yet. Bourne wins it high up the pitch. Finds Hoey on the edge of the area. Wants to go back out to Taylor onside. Cutting in onto that left foot. Aiming for the top corner. It would have been spectacular if it come on. You know he has the quality, but he just couldn't quite find it. And Skriniar's is pumped.
Well, we're doing exactly what we asked them to do. They're pressing high. They're winning the ball. We're giving them trouble at the moment. And that's exactly what we need. We just need to make one of these chances count and get a goal in the bag.
So out for a throw on the far side for the home side here. Just about 12 minutes gone here on Stags Radio, your home of AFC Tottenham's live matchday commentary. Benjamin Rees alongside Harry Brookwell and Doug Webber for a very cold FA Trophy tie. Second round here against National League South Concord Rangers. Another clearance charge down again. It goes behind for a goal kick. But eventually you feel if they keep getting those bodies in the way, one of them might ricochet Stags' way.
Yeah, well, if you get clearance after clearance being blocked, one is bound to fall your way, as you say. And with the speed of Hisham Kasimu, we would 100% back him to collect that ball.
Concord Rangers, you admire the philosophy and the resolve to continually play out from the back because they know if they can get past that press. As Ethan Taylor now, opportunity on the left foot, shoots! Yeah! Ethan Taylor buries it in there, boys! Come on! Yes! The Stags fans in the stand and in the booth are absolutely pumped. Again, pushing it high at the pitch. Griffin wins the ball, finds Taylor, spins free, drives it across Miles Roberts into the bottom corner. AFC Tottenham 1, Concord Rangers 0.
Oh, it was brilliant. The way he was able to move that ball, just shimmy it across to the other side of his body and cut it across the goalkeeper right into the corner. That is absolutely brilliant. And what a platform now for Tottenham to continue on from.
Hey, that's Ethan Taylor for you. You may say that he's not been at his sparkling best in the past couple of games, but he is bang up for it today. And you can see that there, a goal just reward for their early endeavour, you feel.
It's exactly what I spoke about, boys. I apologise anyone wearing earphones because my screaming was very loud, but oh, that's amazing. Exactly what we spoke about before the game. High press, high intensity. We win the ball back, score goals.
But not only that, it then buoys up all the players. And in a position there where Callum Bourne he was facing the goal line. He was being hassled there.
He seemed so calm.
And he was so calm letting that ball go out for a goal kick just to take that pressure off. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
As I said, early goals, they win matches. We've set our stone now. We just got to run. We got to run with it. Keep the boys going. It'll really lift the side. And everyone to give 110% now.
Well, whatever Saka said in the changing room before the game seems to have worked because the Stags have come out like a house on fire in this cold, wet day. I say wet. It's not that wet so far. That won't quite fall for Griffin. Hooking it down the far side now. taking it on the chest is Reed, looking up potential options in the box. Reynolds looks like the most likely, but he goes short to Babalola, trying to work his way free. They've won penalties in their past two games. Danny Green has converted both of them, but that time the opportunity comes to nothing. It rolls harmlessly to Skriniars.
Yeah, good play again. Good defensive play from the boys. The importance here now is next sort of 10, 15 minutes, we've just got to keep our shape, keep the score as it is. And yeah, if we can stick another one away, then great.
It's always dangerous after a goal because sometimes you just let that concentration slip. Think back to the Southern League Challenge Cup tie against Scholing, where the Stags finally took the lead and then Scholing equalised almost immediately, only for the Stags to restore their lead for almost straight afterwards. So those times after goals, you need to make sure you're switched on. You need to make sure you're still really at it.
I know that Saka said to us a couple of weeks ago, he said, like, it's going to take a bit of time for us to get organised. It looks so much more organised today.
Now Taylor's driving towards the penalty spot. Tries to find Bourne on the overlap. The pass is ever so slightly undercooked. Play has gone to the ground, actually. No foul given, though. So this is going to be either a corner or a throw. I think it is going to be a corner to the visitors here. Opportunity to get some height in the box. Medway, Olamiwa going forwards. Looks like Taylor's going to whip it in with that wand of a left foot. High ball towards the back post. Oh. He was looking for Medway. Too high for him in the end, and it's going to go behind for a goal kick.
But you're seeing players there like Olamiwa and Medway both going to attack that ball, even though it was a foot or so over Olamiwa's head and probably Medway's as well. It's great to see that endeavour.
Neither of the two centre-backs today have got their names on the score sheet so far this season. How they would love to break that today. Olamiwa comes and wins the ball in the opposition half. N'Golo, brilliant footwork across the box. Can it be turned in? Not quite. Wouldn't break for Kasimu, but he has at least won a corner. Really good to follow that up and not let it die.
Here he is. Prime Zidane's on the pitch. He's off again. Spoke to him on the way down. I said to him, you've got to have one of those games today,
what
Jordan.
What did you call him?
Oh, Prime Zidane. He really is. When he's got the ball at his feet running like that, there's no one better.
So again, Ethan Taylor will look to stand the delivery into the box. This one is comfortable for Miles Roberts. Too close to the goalkeeper. Needed a near post run for a player to attack it. Looked like he wanted to roll it out and get the play started quickly, but he's just going to take a bit more time. And he slips on his clearance and it goes straight to Jack Hoey. He's trying to find Taylor, but his ball doesn't have enough height on it.
But that header is just being caught in that wind. And it means Hoey's able to get a header on it.
Now, that was really nice interplay, but Taylor couldn't quite get his feet quick enough to make that run. But you can see the appetite is there.
Yeah, so much intent from these boys. I've not seen them play like this for a long, long while this season.
That's a long ball forward, very much off target, and Skriniars is just going to kick it back into his own area. Nice calm goalkeeping there from the pole. Medway looking for Griffin down that left flank, right on the money. Kasimu takes a touch, shoots. That's a brilliant block sliding in. He wants to keep it alive for Taylor. It is just about stabbed behind by the defence. Wow, that was lightning quick on the counter.
This is backs against the walls for the National League South side. Tottenham are very much on top in this first, 20 minutes of the game.
Can they make it count? That is the question. Kasimu goes back to Hoey, but his cross gets too much air underneath it and it is harmlessly behind.
Yeah, it's a poor ball there. Very, very good positioning. Good short corner. Nice drop back to Jack Hoey, but really need to be doing better there.
But I don't mind seeing that interchange of a short corner, just mix it up, making the defenders think. That's good play, I think.
Really good from the boys. Really, really good from the boys. Very happy about how we started, and they should be right up for this.
Obviously, the one thing you maybe have to ask is how long can they keep this up? Because there always will be spells when you're up against it ever so slightly. When those come, can they stand firm against the side two divisions above them? And while the going is good, can they really make it count? Can they find an extra goal or two, perhaps, to really put that distance between them and a quality opponent? High ball that Tommaso gets underneath and heads downfield. This midfield is ravenous. Any loose ball, they are pouncing on it. Hoey tries to hook it for Taylor to make a run in behind. Domi will try and shepherd it out. And it's going to be a goal kick in the end. He's done well there.
Oh, I thought that was a corner, but I think Ethan Taylor did as well. Picks the ball up, looking like he was going to go to the corner flag to take it. But no, it is a goal kick. Just a quick mention for the other two guys that are here as part of the media team. Well, three guys. We've got a massive media here.
Four guys.
Well, We've got so many here, but we've got Ollie Howard on the Twitter commentary if you want to keep up to date with that. We've got Jamie Hale, who's doing the match report at present. And we've got Ben, who's writing the long read at the moment, sitting next to me here. So plenty of us here to get your AFC Tottenham fix from.
Club photographer Craig Hobbs is in attendance as well.
Oh, how can I forget him?
So I'm sure he's got some quality snapshots.
He's going to give me a very hard time for that. Let's go. His hands down. I'm sorry, Craig.
Got there, sat on his little stool.
He doesn't get to many away games, so for him to travel this far away,
that must be why it slipped your mind.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
But we are, you know, very fortunate to have a big team who are so keen to be involved, and you know, on an occasion like this, who can blame them?
And also, if you do want to get involved, we're still looking for other positions to be filled, so do get in touch. Either direct with the club or at stagscoms@outlook.com.
Long ball forward from N'Golo. It was looking for Kasimu. Keeper got there first, and then Hoey tried a shot from about the halfway line. Now they're trying to catch them out with a ball in behind. Medway will see if he can see this behind. He's done brilliantly. Got a bit of a shove there, I think, from Reed. Nothing doing, says the referee. Doesn't really matter because it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, I always hate seeing that when a player is flying towards those advertising hoardings.
Yeah, they're not a huge distance away from the pitch.
I think they might be a little bit further than they are at the Snows, though. There's a little bit of a gap, which I think Harry Medway will definitely be pleased about after that.
Well, we have our another one of the big Stags party making the journey is our groundsman who has also made the trip.
Yeah, Gareth here. He was great value on the coach up as well.
Long ball in. Could it be Hoey? Could it be Griffin in the end? Hooked out for a throw by Popo.
This is certainly something I think is going to affect the game in the second half. Obviously, we did well. We've changed ends when we won the toss. With the wind, it is helping us a lot at the moment. So we need to bear in mind, second 45, it is going to be against us.
Yeah, Aman's goal kicks are flying. You can just see the corner flags. They're going to town.
And actually, the corner flags look a little bit like the Ukraine flag, actually, I've just realised.
It does, yeah.
Griffin heads it in towards the middle. Kasimu closes down and the ball, you can see it swirl and it comes back a little bit here. So maybe in the first half, you can play that long ball more effectively. And in the second, keep it on the deck, perhaps. Bourne, no nonsense that time, out for a throw.
Just quickly, the Ukrainian flag's opposite way. It's yellow, then blue.
You are right. Except a little bit, not exactly.
Oh, is that correct?
It's certainly, yeah, it is.
Here's N'Golo now, breaking down the right-hand side. Lovely little touch to go inside. Plays it for Taylor. Taylor's looking at the defence. Now he rolls it forward to Griffin. Griffin comes inside. Griffin shoots! And it's hit by Ethan
Sammy Griffin!
But Sam Griffin aimed a goal. And Roberts is beaten for the second time today. Concord Rangers 0, AFC Tottenham 2.
Magical. Absolutely magical from Sam Griffin there. It has come off a header, which is good. That's going to be really hard on a goalkeeper. It's flown past him at some pace. But you have to have the shot to get it into that position. And I tell you what, that's brilliant from Sam Griffin.
Oh, Sam Griffin, baby. What a lovely guy he is and what a fantastic footballer he is. What a bit of movement. Jordan N'Golo again, prime Zidane in his... Oh, what a run. Great pass. Good pass to Ethan. Ethan made the right decision. Laid it off to Griff, and what a finish.
Is your voice going already?
I told my wife I'm not coming home. I did tell her I'm not coming home.
Well, you've got to keep at it if you're Tottenham, because you know if you just let it slip, this is a side a couple of leagues above you, they will have quality. So you have to keep at it all game. Utilise those legs, utilise that bench.
And it wouldn't be the first time that a big deficit has been overturned. So you have to stay awake. You have to. And that's what you're seeing from Dan Sackman a few minutes just after the goal. He's putting his hand to his head, making sure he's pointing so people are keeping their minds active and awake.
As I said, obviously, this win is going to be a big factor in the second half. So a couple of goals is everything we need.
Yeah, you think in the first half, you can play over the top a bit more with the wind at your back. And in the second half, you are... Yeah, you might just have to... In the second half, you might just have to play it on the deck a little bit more. There we go. So there's a little bit of interference there, but we should have fixed it. N'Golo has it now. The game's being played almost entirely in the home half here. sliding challenge, but it comes to Kasimu. Hoey tries to slip through Griffin. Griffin, shot at goal! Is it palmed over?
Yes!
No! It's in! We're it's three! Sam Griffin on the march as the Stags 3-0 are rampant here.
And nobody deserves it more than Sam Griffin. It's a brace for Sam Griffin in no more than a couple of minutes. And a couple of the Concord Rangers fans are already walking out. They're shaking their heads and they're heading off. AFC Tottenham are on fire.
It was a brilliant finish from Griffin with the outside of the boot. Roberts got a big palm on it, but there was so much sting that he couldn't quite neutralise it. And it bounced into the goal past the helpless Concord defenders. 3-0 to the underdogs here. And you wonder if Concord have underestimated them.
What did I say? On the way down here, everyone I spoke to, they're it's going to be a tough game. I said we're up for it. We're really up for it. The boys want it. And superb at the moment. And exactly what I said, every chance we get, we got to score. And what are we doing?
Exactly that.
Oh, a little bit of a slip there, but no pressure being applied that time. Again, it could still be a very tough game. One, you know, all it takes is one more goal and is a home goal, and all of a sudden, you know, they're back at it. You do see these games have those pendulum momentum swings, but at the moment, Tottenham look like the club a couple of divisions above.
It's been Tottenham since minute one.
Skriniar comes out of his goal. He doesn't quite get there, does he? No. Free kick is given to the home side. I don't think this is going to be any... probably we'll get a booking here, but I don't think it's going to be more than that.
I don't think he touched him. I know we're a little bit far away. We're a good 40 yards away. But he didn't even react. I don't think Skriniar did touch him. But I can't see it being any more than a yellow card.
When you're coming forward at that speed, all it takes is sometimes a little clip, and the referee, Isaac Sarr, was a lot closer than we are. We do always have to, you know, point that out, that they generally have a much better perspective than we do. And yeah, there were defenders there covering, so not the denial of a clear goal-scoring opportunity that would warrant the red.
Yeah, got to give the referee some credit in that. He took his time before making the decision. He has to give himself those 3 seconds just to make himself certain that he's made the right decision. But he was very certain with that and the yellow card as well.
First time in a while, the home side come forward. No problems there. Ball over the top. Domi lets it run across his body, tries to put another ball back in. Taylor applies a little bit of pressure, trying to put it into the box. Who's there? Oh, it's Adam Tomasso. Of course it is.
Yeah, expect nothing less from Adam Tomasso now. He's playing almost in a back five right now, and that's what he can do. A player with such defensive ability.
The floodlights on here in Canvey Island, lighting up what has been a sparkling performance from the Stags. High ball from the throw into the box from Joe Payne. Just about cleared. Yes. Kasimu tries to get a touch and run onto the ball. Won't quite get there. Peck cleans up, putting it into the box again. This time that's no problem for Medway to head clear. And Ngalo with a little touch. Back to Griffin, trying to play long over the top. Can Ethan Taylor get there in time? I don't think he's quite going to have the pace. No, in the end, just a little bit sigh.
Yeah, the win there really took that ball. It is affecting the game. But superb again from the boys. That's the first time they've been in our half for probably the first 5 minutes. Defended well. Boys are on it. We just got to keep concentration.
Jefford nips in there, and that's a late challenge on Jack Hoey. Referee looks like he might be going to his pocket again. Third booking of the game, but the first for the home side here.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said. It's the same challenge as who was it? Griffin?
Griffin yep.
Sorry. Yeah, same challenge as Griffin's come from behind. And like I said, as long as he keeps it fair and keeps the decisions the same.
You want the consistency.
And that's what I was going to say. As you said earlier, he set a precedent. Now, anything that is in that sort of echelon is going to end up being a yellow card. But it does mean that both sides are going to have to be very careful with the challenges they make.
It's number 19, Billy Roast, who is still making his way back to full fitness with the booking. Hoey tries to flick on the free kick. Just about cleared. Tomasso nods it back into a dangerous area. Reynolds tries to bring the ball down. Pressured by Ngalo. Reynolds has done very well. Ngalo's gone down a little bit softly. And they try and break Hoey. Brilliant. I've seen Hoey do his defensive work so much better today than I have in recent. And that's no discredit to him necessarily. But it feels like he has been right on the heels every time.
Yeah, well, at times, like dropping very deep, which we do see here and there. But the defensive work he's having to do, often he's really working so well.
Often when you see him drop deep, it's to get movement initiated offensively, but this time he's winning the ball in the midfield and he's offloading it quickly as well, keeping the ball moving, constantly asking questions of the defenders, as that's going to be a free kick to Concord Rangers for just a little push in the back there from Adam Tomasso.
Oh, and look, we might be 3-0 up and we might still have 16 minutes to play at this first half, but Dan Sackman's so lively on the touchline.
I will say, we're not ignoring you. Hello to everyone listening on Podbean, getting in contact with us. Dave Wood, am I dreaming this? Matty Shrews, doing better than the Saints? Well, at least that is some measure of comfort. Coming forward again now are the Stags. Hoey perhaps looking for an eye for goal. He's got Bourne on the overlap. Now it is Bourne coming forward from right back. Nice interplay with Hoey. Cuts back on the touchline. Rolls it to Taylor. Taylor, brilliant turn on his right foot. Oh. Not far wide from Ethan Taylor. And that really would have put a bow on it.
That's inches. That's inches away. We're a good 60 yards away and I saw that whistle passed. I think the defender thought as well, he was going to go on to his left. He shifted it back to his right foot and it's a great strike.
What I love about that from Taylor as well is that we saw him go with his unfavoured right foot. We don't see him do it that maybe as often as he should, as this is a ball forward for Reynolds. Medway, physical defending, nothing doing there, says the referee.
Such clever defending there from Harry Medway. He knows that if he puts a shoulder to shoulder, there's no infringement there, but he's going to be able to muscle that player away from that ball.
Griffin wins a good header down the left-hand side, but in the end, it's just going to roll to Miles Roberts. No problems in dealing with that.
It's also interesting to see Tottenham have not played against two attackers, like a pair of attackers that often this season, and they're dealing with it so very well.
I think it's freed up a lot of space in the midfield, which is where we're running the game. It suits our style of play. And, really, really happy with it at the moment. On a little side note, Saints are 2-0 down. Diogo Jota scored twice and I could not give less of a damn.
A monkeys. You got very close to swearing there. Well reined in.
He collected himself very well there. I was concerned that it was...
Don't worry, it was going to be the bleep machine. Maybe 85 minutes it might come out, but I'm going to hold it.
It's all right. I've got the volume. I've got the volume sliders nearby. If I think you're close. Here we go. Concord Rangers trying to build a spell of pressure here. Long one forward, looking for Reynolds. Bourne gets his body in the way. This might break though. Nearly fell for Wyan Reid. Danger's not clear yet. A throng of bodies in there, and the shot goes over the bar. Was falling back. Was Temi Babalola, and he couldn't quite drive it goalwards.
Yeah, it looked a little bit risky for a couple of occasions there, but Tottenham have been able to deal with it. But I think it was mainly because in this breeze, the home side are really struggling to get the ball down on the deck.
Yeah, I don't think they're dealing with the press. Like I said, they were underestimating us. I said that on the way down here. I said they don't fancy it. And we're playing really well. On a side note, the guy in the caravan, I'm going to go and ask if he'll put the Saints game on. Because I can just about see his Sky Telly and I'll be able to do two things at once.
3 o'clock blackout, mate.
You won't see it unless they've got some sort of illegal stream.
Which no one would ever do. We absolutely do not endorse.
No, not in the slightest.
Taylor with a header forward looking for Kasimu. Again, the clearances, they're not getting any distance on them because they're fighting against the wind. And obviously, the Stags will have to do the same in the second half. So make the advantage count while they can in the front. That is a very loose challenge from Olamiwa. I thought there was going to be a free kick there. It must have played advantage.
I think they just took it very quickly.
Not sure the ball was ever stopped for it to be taken quickly. But Griffin wins it there. Kasimu tries to bring the ball down. I don't think it will quite fall for him. No, Captain Danny Green recycles the ball. And now there is a little bit of a spell of pressure for the home side. You knew it would come eventually. Tussling there, Medway. And he's going to get a little bit of a push in the back. But the ball's behind for a goal kick anyway. You've been looking at some of the other scores around the Division 1 South. Of course, the Stags not in league action today because we are here in the FA Trophy. What can you tell us, Doug?
So there was an early kickoff at Winchester, a 2 o'clock kickoff, and Winchester at home to Cirencester Town. They are 3-1 down at the moment. In terms of the other scores, there are no goals in 5 of the games, and then it looks as though Poulton Rovers are 4-0 up at Lymington.
Wow. So a Lymington side having a decent season in their first at this level, but being put to the sword a little bit by Poulton Rovers today. No goals in the clashes involving the side at the top of the table, Froome Town, who are drawing 0-0 at the moment at home to Mangotsfield United. We will keep an eye on all those comings and goings as the game goes on. Adam Tomasso gets the ball in defence, and now they're playing forward. Ethan Taylor, the curling ball that Kasimu will chase. Boy, will Kasimu chase it, and Kasimu's got there as well. He had so much work to do. Now Kasimu cuts inside. Still Kasimu. Can he find a shot? He couldn't keep it down in the end. Brilliant. It must have been deflected because it is a corner to the Stags, and you could see what Taylor was trying there. That curling ball gave Kasimu a chance to utilise that pace, and then the physicality muscled his opponent off the ball, just couldn't quite get the shot to stick in the back of the net.
Yeah, it was a good block. Got to give credit to the defender. It was a great block. But yeah, Kasimu looks so much more confident than we've seen in recent times. Wow.
Taylor puts the arms up. Sorry to cut you off there. Here's the corner. Comes in, headed out, just about. Can they play forward? This one, I think, is going to be out for a throw. Taylor, while he's not giving it up, and actually it will be a throw to the Stags. Sorry, I let you finish that thought there, Harry.
That was a big chance. That was a big chance to go 4-0 up there. Effectively, one-on-one. He slowed the game. He's done the right thing. He's made space for himself. But, yeah, it's going to come. The ball's gone forward here. Callum Bourne.
Yeah, can they find space against a massive body as well? Bourne has, and he's whipped across in towards the back post for Griffin, and it's really well saved because Sam Griffin very nearly had what would have been a brilliant first half hat trick.
Oh wow, Sam Griffin, what a man. He's
a man possessed today.
He's like Terminator at the moment. Just going back to that Poulton Rovers game, just for a second, yeah, they scored in nine minutes, they scored four goals. So between the 6th and 15th minute, that's what...
5 minutes gone here on Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary, FA Trophy second round. And if you've only just joining us, wow, have you missed some action? The current score is Concord Rangers 0, AFC Totten 3, and it could well have been more.
Not many live scores in the FA Trophy today, just because it's not quite updated enough as much as the league is. But we do have a live score between Bishop Stortford and Leeston Town. It is 2-1 to Bishop Stortford at the moment. Yeah, that's how outdated this is. Concord 0, AFC Totten 0, it says on there. Yeah, you've missed three goals, guys. But,
there are a couple of other Southern League Division 1 South sides in action. Plymouth Parkway drawing 0-0 at home to Hampton Richmond Borough, who are also, like Concord Rangers, in the National League South. And Lark Hall Athletic drawing 0-0 away at Wimborne Town.
I will check and see if those are still 0-0 for you, Benj. I'll try and get onto their Twitters for you.
That one's going forward. Kasimu put a little bit of a chase on. Ball's played back to Roberts. Olamiwa striding forward out of defence, gets a foot in there. Olamiwa couldn't quite get the ball to run, but Hoey's putting pressure on here, and that's given Taylor the opportunity. Taylor's driving forward now. Hasn't he shown his quality today, Ethan Taylor? Cutting inside, cutting outside, got the defenders spinning and turning. Still Kasimu, can he find space for a shot? Blocked at the point of attack in the end, and that one forward, Olamiwa slides in. The ball's not dead yet. Hoey plays it out to Bourne. He's got Taylor. He always wants to cut inside. He's doing it again. Now he puts his foot on it, turns, goes outside. Bourne with a teasing cross. Griffin can't quite reach it. Wow.
So we only started Stags Radio at the start of pre-season this season. I have not seen Totten up for a game as much as this one today.
No. You wonder if there was a video posted on Beach Boys TV, because of course that is the nickname of Concord Rangers, an interview with a manager previewing the game. And you wonder if perhaps Chris Search gave the Stags a little bit of bulletin board material to fire them up in the changing room.
Yeah, that it will have fired them up. They were aware of it. So, yeah, but look, if you can use something to your like that to your advantage, use it.
It's always tricky as a manager, because if you underestimate them, then they're going to say, well, they don't think we're any good, let's go and show them. And if you give them, you know, their fair due, then also, hey, they think they're in for a game here, let's show them that they're right. It's a tricky line to tread.
yeah, the boys are really up for it, as you'd like to see. And yeah, like I say, the wind really is effective. I've just watched the goalkeeper clear the ball over halfway line, and it's just blown back well within the Concord half. So it's gonna cause problems in the second half.
So you say this often more in cricket than you do in football, but a good toss to win?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you always want to have a good first half. You don't want to be chasing a game, however big the advantage might be in the second half, with the winds likely to pick up. You always want to get the best start possible.
If I can ask the man upstairs to turn it off in about, if you can turn it off in about 20 minutes time.
It's all right, we'll just put a big fan going the other way behind the goal. Although we have actually got some big Stags fans behind the goal anyway. Hey.
Yeah, nice. I think they're sucking it in, as you normally say.
Long ball play forward down the right-hand channel. They're going to get an opportunity to put a ball into the box. This is dangerous. Put down on the deck for shot, and it's saved. Palmed down by Skriniars, who then pounces on the ball.
It's such a luxury to have two top-quality goalkeepers at a club. Lewis Noyce, is an exemplary goalkeeper for this level, and his distribution's brilliant. But Skriniars has come in at very short notice, and he's played every game of the last 5-6 games, and he's been brilliant.
He looks like a man who doesn't want to give up that number one shirt.
Definitely not. I trust him to catch me a baby out of a burning building. He really is doing a great job, and Noyce is going to struggle.
Not that I don't have the trust or the baby, but that's still a very high praise.
No, he's been good ever since he's come in. Every game he's played, he gives 100%, and I think he just loves wearing a jersey.
Rolled towards this left side, but is very well kept in. Driving forward now. Domi looks downfield. This one is high towards the back post, and you can see the winds just kind of whirl and whip it up behind the goal. No problem there for Skriniars.
Just a little update. The Plymouth Parkway, Hampton and Richmond Borough game did kick off 34 minutes late. We can only imagine that there was some sort of problem on the roads heading down from London for Hampton and Richmond down to Plymouth.
Yeah, we got remarkably lucky. We went anti-clockwise around the M25. Stopped at Clackett Lane Services. First time I've done that in probably literal decades.
It's a horrible name, don't you think?
Clackett Lane. It's not the most appetising of names, certainly. Hoey wins the header. Kasimu tries to get onto it. Sliding, but really well juggled, actually, by the defender. Couldn't quite see the number. Feel like it might... I'm not entirely sure. But this one is going to be put forward again. Griffin, you know he's not going to give it up. But it's comfortably shepherded behind there.
I think it was Roche, number 19, which he did very, very well. Got to give him some credit there.
Sloppy pass out from the back, and Garlow's got it, and Garlow is surging forward. Tight area, he's still got the ball. Putting one in for Kasimu, he brings it down. Can he bring someone else into play? No, it was nicked away at the wrong moment from Kasimu's perspective, but Olamiwa's won the ball. Olamiwa from distance. Well, Roberts was behind it, but it still tested him. I'll tell you what, nice bit of swerve on that from the normal centre-back, using the wind to his advantage. You love to see it.
Wow, I was thinking, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Oh, yes, yeah, shoot. Yeah. That was going right into the top corner, and the keeper was having to stay awake to collect that at this first attempt.
Well, if that went in, I was off. I'm gone.
Yeah, I think we all would have been.
You wouldn't have been seeing me for the rest of the commentary. I'd have been on that pitch and out the stadium. And
I would have felt for the Stags radio equipment if you were fighting yourself away.
On the floor, down the side. Domi tries to put the ball in. Bourne's right there. It's going to be a corner to the hosts. Set piece could provide a good opportunity to get a goal here against the wind. Give them something going into halftime.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad time for them to score. 2.5 minutes left of normal time in this first half.
Not that there is a bad time to score.
No, but there's always a better time to score. And I tell you what, they need a little bit of a confidence boost.
No need for that, boys. Let's have a clean sheet.
High ball in, over the top of everyone. In the end, Griffin's there first and he charges down the shot. Mike Bonovchuk might find a way to get it back in. That's great touch. On a wing. Peck brings it down. Now Peck's into the area. Bourne's trying to show him outside. The cutback, yes, straight at Skriniars. Body behind it. Falls on the ball.
Yes, Aman. I honestly feel so comfortable with him in goal. It's unreal.
You can see where the baby comment come from.
Yeah, 100%. I probably wouldn't throw my baby out a window though, mate.
Well, it's not saying you throw it out, but if it happened, if it just happened to fall out.
I'm not saying it's a weekly game I play. I'm just saying in dire circumstances, if my house was burning down, there'd be one better to catch it.
Certainly not from the Michael Jackson school of parenting, dangle your baby out the balcony.
That will be the first and last mention of his name, because that is bad.
Right, you. That's not just a fever dream I had, though. That was a thing that he did, right? He dangled...
Yes, it was. Yeah, yeah. No, it's very true.
Tried to take a quick free kick there. Did Concord Rangers, but referee wasn't having it.
You can see the board preparing for half... Well...
Indication of stoppage time.
Yeah, imagine our added time. I don't think there'll be too much. There were a few yellow cards, but
three yellow cards in addition to three goals.
Maybe
all
two
of
minutes.
Them for AFC Totten.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's going to be about 2 minutes.
Have you seen it?
No.
He lied, lyingly. Headed out by Medway, and Gala gets a second head on the ball. Still not completely clear yet. Trying to work it through a tight space. Green couldn't quite trap it on the chest. He's found Domi out wide. Domi, again, Bourne's trying to stand him up, and Bourne's done really well. Got his body in the way, stood his ground. Ethan Taylor's going to apply a little bit of pressure out for a throw. Maybe a little bit of a shoulder in the back, but the referee was okay with it. And Taylor comes in again and puts it out for another throw.
And a little bit of a death stare after that second challenge there. It's great to see it.
Taylor can do that, can't he? He can shoot you the eyes.
Yeah, he's got a fiery temperament, but I don't mind seeing it.
He's not a big lad, but he can stare absolute daggers through you. Just about clear now for Totten. Kasimu tries to bring it down. He's got options perhaps, and he just got it caught under his feet. But Roast was all over his back, and Kasimu does well to win the free kick.
Oh, yeah, he's Kasimu. That's what I said before kickoff. Like Kasimu is now able to hold that ball up, and it's so good to see. Yeah. It's so good to see it.
We are now in a couple of minutes of first half stoppage time. Just trying to prevent him from taking a quick free kick. Olamiwa punts it downfield. He's looking for Griffin on the left-hand side. Oh. Griffin can't quite bring it down. Good defending. But a loose pass. Let's Hoey onto the ball. Hoey, Kasimu wasn't quite ready for it. Not on the same page there. Jefford puts a little bit of pressure on there. Maybe see if he can recycle it back. Win a corner perhaps, but... In the end, seen behind. Roberts plays the ball short. Surging forward from defence. Reynolds on the half-turn, ball forward. That's going to comfortably roll to Skriniars. Gets a round of applause from the Totten fans. Takes his all the time in the world, picks it up and then rolls it out quickly to Medway. Medway to Tommaso. Tommaso looking for Griffin. And Gallo has it in the midfield, picking up a forward pass from Concord Rangers as that ball is charged down and Jefford wins a throw.
Totten will be really chuffed with this first half performance. But as we've said, there is going to be a complete flip on its head of the weather conditions, and the advantage is completely lost by Totten. So three goal lead we've seen it before, but look, they will feel really positive.
This might fall. It might be more than that. It's still Taylor. It's still Taylor, and it's behind in the end for a corner. Not quite sure how that kept ricocheting alive.
I think he was kicking it against his own body.
It was unorthodox, certainly, but it will be a corner to the visitors here. One last opportunity to nick a goal before the referee's whistle goes for half time.
This would be a prime opportunity to get a fourth, wouldn't it?
Monumental, if they could. Hoey will take the corner. Kasimu provides a short option, but I'm not sure that's going to be taken. Hoey puts it into the box, not getting enough loft underneath it. The referee blows for half-time. Isaac Hassell calls the first 45 minutes to a halt. And what a first half it has been for the visitors. Your half-time score is Concord Rangers 0, AFC Totten 3.
And Totten will be so chuffed. Dan Sackman will just be, he'll be over the moon with the performance. Not just the scoreline, but the way in which they've taken that lead and held on to the lead so far. It's been brilliant.
The energy and the appetite from the Stags has been a mile a minute from the first seconds of this game. And they are 3-0 to the good, and you have to say they fully deserved it.
Yeah, without question of doubt. And I tell you what, looking at the players at the moment, as they walk off, you see Callum Bourne there speaking to Adi Olamiwa, just going through a little bit of a tactical advice for each other. And you see Sam Griffin doing the same with Aman. And look, you cannot question the endeavour, but there is a lot of hard work to come in that second half.
Yeah, they, of course, one of the oldest cliches, it's a game of two halves. But in the second 45, with the wind going against them and a Concord Rangers side that made the final of this trophy not so long ago, you're going to be sure that they're going to bring it with both barrels.
And that's the thing, is that they know what they can do in this competition. So they will be... They've come in at this stage of the tournament in the second round, and the expectation on their shoulders, having been in that final last year, is that's going to be a real big deal for them. This is going to weigh heavy on them.
Yeah, the question of how well they can deal with that pressure is probably going to be the story of the second half. We're going to take a break here on Stags Radio. We need to get a little bit of warm up, a nice warm cup of Bovril perhaps, ready for the second 45. But it's been a phenomenal first 45 here. We did say that you get your money's worth if you come and see Tottenham in the FA Trophy. And so it has proved today. Your halftime score on Stags Radio: Concord Rangers 0, AFC Tottenham 3.